But for 3 years straight, I had not had to cut the water off. And then last year, a year ago, I had to cut it off 9 times. Last year, and I've already cut it off 9 times this year. Thank goodness I won't have to cut it off again.
That's good.
Because it never has, it's gotten down to 27. It got down to 27 in March in 1974. I looked back and I have these daily reminders that I keep, and I've got 8 years stacked up in the machine. You may have known that bedroom of mine. It shouldn't have taken you in there, but it was too cold anywhere else. See, with that staircase. Now, I talked to a man about enclosing that for me, but my sister didn't come to spend the summer with me. I was going to do it so I could have it cool in the summer, but she didn't come to spend the summer with me. And so, she had the first cataract removed. I thought she'd come down here and stay with me a while, but she didn't. She went on back home. She lived in Decatur then. But I'm going to tell you, the hot air comes up those steps in the wintertime. I just, from that, you know, the hot air rises. And so I stay in my room. Then when it gets 6 months out of the year, I can live all over there, Father. That's another bedroom there.
I guess the rest of the time you
6 months in the year, but when it's cold, I stay back there. I'll show you how it's built back there. The whole thing needs doing over now, and I know it. But I don't think I could live through it.
I don't blame you. I don't think I would. As long as you're comfortable, I would.
Mm-mm. Because I don't know how many more. My landlady's 90 years old. I told you, didn't I?
No, I didn't know that.
She celebrated her 90th birthday the 18th of January. She's fabulous.
Oh.
Sharp as a tack.
Who owns this?
Mrs. Nell Kerr. I've known her. She was born and reared in Selma. Well, they were outside of Selma. The land her father owned was outside the city limits. But she grew up here, and her youngest brother was in my grading school in the elementary school. Grammar school, we called it then. She worked for Procter & Gamble. She worked at Buckeye. She was a bookkeeper at Buckeye for I don't know how many years. She worked for a lawyer. She's sharp. She really knows law. And she does crossword puzzles. She does these crypto quotes in the Montgomery Advertiser. She works it every day practically. Honestly, she's just fabulous. I brag on her all the time.
It's remarkable.
She's a little hard of hearing.
But even at that, 90 years old and still doing those things, that's remarkable.
Pain and bingo.
Oh.
Yes. She played bingo in Selma yesterday afternoon, went to Montgomery last night and played somewhere.
Oh, did she go? She must have gone to the Elks Club and played. My father-in-law calls the bingo at the Elks Club in Montgomery. She probably knows.
I'll ask her where she knows.
Fredis Brooks is his name. I'm sure she went to the Elks Club because they have it every Sunday night? And Wednesday night in Montgomery.
Sunday and Wednesday. She plays at the Elks Club here on Friday night. And she plays somewhere on Sunday afternoon. And she and this girl, the girl is a dietitian over here at Dunn Rest Home. I told her and two of her brothers. She plays 10 and 12 and 15 cards.
And that's something I couldn't do.
I couldn't play too.
That's from that really from Mark. My father-in-law does. They do a tremendous business in the bingo. I was amazed that I think last night he said that the Elks Club made over $1,000. I just couldn't believe it.
Well, she was there last night.